أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, zikr is not only the reading of tasbih of la ilaha illallah or subhanallah or alhamdulillah, that is also zikr, but the best of all zikrs is the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So therefore, those who came with the niyat of zikrullah, then you are in a gathering of zikrullah. This Quran Sharif, if we have to speak on, then of course we will not find the shores. And this is not the occasion now to go into any detail or lengthy talk. We are going to be having a little bit of zikr too. But since we were informed that these huffaz are completing, so to get the barakat, it was decided that we have it with this majlis. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep the Quran Sharif protected and secure in their hearts until their dying day. May Allah ta'ala bless their parents, their ustad, and all those who took any kind of interest in their completion of the hifz of the Quran Sharif. So many people are involved. Early morning, the mothers, the sisters, the aunts, so many different people, they have to get up, they have to give them some tea and snacks before they leave. Somebody has to transport them, somebody has to pick them up again. There's so many things that are involved before they complete the Quran Sharif. Wow. And then this Quran Sharif is such a ni'mat, that all the ni'mats of the world put together cannot compare with the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. Yes. Therefore, the responsibility and the obligation upon the hafiz of the Quran Sharif is also very, very great and tremendous. The hafiz should feel that he is carrying the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart. What are diamonds and pearls? The value of diamonds and pearls is nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is the one who teaches the Quran, who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches the Quran Sharif. And in another hadith, just the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran Sharif or teaches it. In other words, any person, any part of his life, if he learns the Quran Sharif or teaches it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that he's the best. And he was addressing the Sahaba ikram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. So those people who have become of age, or those who are in the middle age or old age, they must not think that this fazilat and significance and virtue is only for those people who are young and who are going to the madrasas where Quran Sharif is being taught. It is for anybody who makes an effort to learn how to recite the Quran Sharif correctly, the tafsir of the Quran Sharif, all these things, he will get the same virtue. Therefore, a great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that nobody should be deprived of the virtue of becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, irrespective of what age he is at. Even if he is 50 years of age, or 30 years of age, or 60 years of age, he says that I want to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Now he starts with just one ayat or half an ayat a day. If he completes the Quran Sharif during his lifetime, alhamdulillah. And if he does not complete it, then it is mentioned that in the qabr, Allah Ta'ala will appoint an angel to make him complete the Quran Sharif. But he will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with those who are huffaz. So what can be easier than that? What can be easier than that? But the problem is that something can be very easy and simple too. But Shaitan has got his webs and his nets spread out so much that he will not allow us to even do that. As soon as we arrive at home, there will be newspapers, there will be television programs, there will be other things, and we will have no time to even read one ayat of the Quran Sharif. So this Quran Sharif, pick up any tape in which I have given a talk on a jalsa of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, and you will definitely find two hadiths in there, inshallah. One is, Man qara al-Quran, wa amila bima fihi, ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, because this is the virtue which makes everybody want to make the child a hafiz, that the person will get the crown of nur on the day of qiyamah. So what does Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says? Man qara al-Quran wa amila bima fi. The person who recites the Quran Sharif and then he practices on that which is in the Quran Sharif, then he will be given, then his parents will be given crowns of nur on the day of qiyamah, the shine of which will be more than the glitter and shine of the sun. If the sun had to be in one of your homes, that means if the sun had to come down into our home, what a shine there will be. The crown of that parents will be of that nature. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, what do you think about that person who is practicing himself? What will he get? If it is told that in the jalsa, whoever son or daughter reads the best will be given a free ticket to Disneyland, then see how many people start training their children that you must read the best. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that they will get crowns of nur on the day of qiyamah, and the person who will get crown of nur, do you think he'll go to Jahannam after that? And the other hadith sharif which you will find always mentioned in my talks is, man qara al-Quran fastazharahu fa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama. That the person who recites the Quran Sharif and then he by hearts and memorizes the Quran Sharif, but then considers the halal as halal and the haram as haram, then Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannat and also accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined to go to fire of Jahannam, and Allah Ta'ala will put them also into Jannat. As Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatum says, that hafiz of the Quran Sharif will be given 11 passports, one for himself and 10 for his family members. So if we want to make ihsan on our family members, then amal on that is extremely important. Brothers, why I repeat this is that the environment is such, it is so vicious and there are so much of fitnas that the best of hafizes can also be trapped in those fitnas. He forgets that he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And it is the duty of the parents who took so much of interest in sending their children to the hifz classes, took so much of trouble transporting them and bringing them and educating and feeding them. Then now it is the duty of those parents who have got hafizes that in the homes they must make that environment conducive to the practice of Islam. Otherwise it is going to be very difficult for that hafiz to go into Jannat and even for him to take others into Jannat. It's not just the recitation that will take the person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection from the qurra who are munafiqs. He says in the latter part towards qiyamah you will find many qurras, but they will be munafiqs. In other words, the recitation of the Quran Sharif will be such that the whole crowd will make mashallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. But afterwards if you look at their lifestyles, then you will find them in the cinemas, you will find them in the with their beards completely shaven, you will find them with their pants below their ankles, you will find no sunnat in their lives. But when they are reciting from the stages of the world on the radio stations, then everybody will make mashallah and subhanallah. But they will be munafiqs, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says. Or they will be just show in the recitation. So there's great virtues of the Quran Sharif. Read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi's kitab on the virtues of the Quran Sharif. It is in English also, simple and easy to read and understand. And like that, so many others have all written on the virtues of the Quran Sharif. Because the sign that the person has got the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that he's got love for the Quran of Allah. If the person does not have love of the Quran Sharif in his heart, then he hasn't got love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him once and said, Satakunu fitan. There will be a lot of fitnas, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, then what will be the way of coming out of these fitnas, Ya Jibreel? Jibreel Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam said, Kitabullah. Quran Sharif is the only thing that will take you out. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the completion of the Quran Sharif and give them the tawfiq and the hidayah to recite the Quran Sharif as much as possible. And the best for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif is to get used to the performance of Tahajjud Salat and recite Quran Sharif therein, even though it may be half a para, quarter para, whatever it may be. But that recitation is something totally different. And one wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that first I used to imagine, I used to get such enjoyment and taste in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, such ecstasy and joy, because I used to first picture that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reciting the Quran Sharif to the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in. So he says with that tasawwur, with that imagination, I used to recite the Quran Sharif. As to imagine that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what enjoyment the Sahabas must have got when he was reciting the Quran Sharif. So I used to picture myself as if I am sitting there and listening to the recitation of the Quran Sharif by my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, I am reciting the same Quran Sharif which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited. It does not mean he became a Sahabi or anything. What he was really getting at is that he is not reciting anything different. He is reciting exactly the same Quran Sharif which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited to the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in. He says, then after that Allah Ta'ala gave me another stage that I used to picture Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting, or he is in Taraweeh and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is reading to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one who brought the Quran Sharif, he is now doing the recitation and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reading. And it says, then Allah Ta'ala gave me another stage where I used to picture Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciting the Quran himself. So imagine what is in the Quran Sharif. But what have we made of the Quran Sharif? Decoration of the shelves. That is what the Quran Sharif is in our lives. Ramadan month comes, we take it out, read a little bit, then put it away. We'll take it out again when there's some janazah or some mayat. This is, as I said, I'm not the occasion to give a lengthy talk on the virtues of the Quran Sharif, but this majlis was of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, so I mentioned these one or two things. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دی دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی۔ خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی۔ شغل میرا بس سب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ۔ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ۔ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، بیٹھے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ۔ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. او اللہ گیو اس دا ڈرنک آف یور لو. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ اس مبارک مجلس کے اندر کہ جس کے اندر تیرے کلام پاک کا ختم ہوا اے اللہ اس کی برکت سے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما آمین اے اللہ یہ جو حفاظ ہوئے ہیں اے اللہ ان کی موت تک قرآن مجید کو ان کے سینے کے اندر محفوظ رکھو، اے اللہ قیامت کے دن ان کو بلند درجات عطا فرما، اے اللہ زندگی میں بھی عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما، او اللہ بلیس دم ود دی توفیق آف میکنگ عمل، given the tawfiq of reciting the Quran Sharif in abundance, making amal on the Quran Sharif, propagating the message of the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, bless their parents, bless their ustad, bless their family members, and bless every person who may have contributed in any way towards the completion of the Quran Sharif. Ay Allah, hum sab ke gunaho ko maaf farma. Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. You were well aware of everything that we were doing. Oh Allah, you could have brought about humiliation, shame and disgrace upon us there and then by seizing us. Oh Allah, how kind you have been, how forgiving you have been, how merciful you are, how compassionate you are. Oh my beloved Allah, that you did not seize us like you seized the nations of the past when they committed haram. Hey Allah, we have indulged in so much of haram from the time we became of age up till now. But oh Allah, in spite of that you have been giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear. Hey mere Allah, teri ne'mate tune hamare upar barish ki tarah nazil farmai. Oh Allah, where can there be anyone else besides you? There cannot be any Allah besides you. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hey Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم ناپاک ہیں، ہم خطاکار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، لیکن میرے اللہ تو تو معاف کرنے والا خدا ہے. You are a forgiving Allah. You are a merciful Allah. You are a compassionate Allah. You are a Khaliq. You are a Malik. You are Rahim and you are Kareem. Oh Allah, you are Kareem. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Kareem. Ya Allah, we sinners are between two Kareems. Oh my beloved Allah, teri shaan-e-kareemi se hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Kareem is the one who gives without a person even deserving. Oh my Allah, we know we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy. We know that we have made umbrellas of steel above our heads. We do not want the rains of rahmat to fall onto us. The umbrellas are the umbrellas of sins. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with your rahmat. Bless us with your maghfirat. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Ya Allah, human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. The more we beg of you, the more happy you become. The more pleased you become. There is nothing more pleasant and beloved to you than the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ay Allah, therefore we are presenting our mountains of sins before you. Ya Allah, if man can make dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains, what is it difficult for you to blow up our mountains of sins? Ay Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are like the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are like the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are like the leaves of the trees of the world, oh Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop, oh my Allah, from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins. We are pledging in this night that we do not want to return to those sins. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat in our tawbah. Oh Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like munafiqs and hypocrites? Oh my Allah, make us of the mukhlaseen. Ya Allah, make us of the righteous and the pious. Make us of those, oh Allah, whom you have blessed with hearts, which have got yaqeen in those hearts. Ay Allah, bless us with the hearts of the awliya-e siddiqeen. Ay Allah, bless us with hearts in which there is yaqeen, in which there is sadq, in which there is muhabbat of yours, O my Allah. Bless us with hearts which are filled with the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah,
Bless us with the itaat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with zuhud, fill our hearts with qanaat, fill our hearts with taqwa, fill our hearts with sabr and shukr. O Allah, remove from our hearts all the evil that has embedded itself. Oh my beloved Allah, these hearts which you gave to us for your love and for the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given our hearts to every material thing of this world. We have given even our hearts to the haram things of this world. Oh Allah, we are attached so much to so many haram things in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of all the filth that has embedded itself. Purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Purify our hearts of jealousy. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of envy. Oh my Allah, purify our hearts of the love of dunya. Ya Allah, let us make use of the dunya, but let us not have the love of the dunya in our hearts. Oh Allah, water is essential for the ship to sail. But oh Allah, that same water, if it gets into the ship, it will sink the ship. Don't let the love of dunya get into our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Oh Allah, bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with tranquility, with serenity, with peace and with joy. Oh my Allah, the dark clouds that are hanging above our heads of your azab. Oh Allah, remove those clouds. Oh Allah, disasters are striking everywhere in the world. We know that it is because of our sins. Your Quran Sharif can never be wrong. The hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can never be wrong. Oh Allah, you have informed us that due to disobedience, earthquakes and gale force winds and flood waters and all other kinds of disasters strike everywhere. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to restrain ourselves from haram. Oh Allah, give us the courage to restrain ourselves from haram. Haram has not brought any kind of joy in any person's life. It is only a chloroform state, oh my beloved Allah. Shaitan and nafs have deceived us. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the deception of shaitan. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Make each and every one of us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Our parents, brothers and sisters, family members, whosoever may be sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey Allah, hum jismani taur par bimar hai. Hum ruhani taur par bimar hai. Lekin shifa mere Allah tere haath mein hai. Ey Allah, shifa is in your hands. Medication is a means, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, we know that sometimes it can be in the form of rahmat. But we are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Oh my beloved Allah, strengthen the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, puri ummat e muslima ke hal par raham farma. Karam farma. Ey Allah, for this ummat, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood has been shed. Ey Allah, he who was the most beloved to you. Oh Allah, in your very sight he was stoned and his blood was shed for the sake of this ummat. Ey Allah, jis ummat ke khatir mere nabi ka khoon baha hai, and that ummat for whom 70 shuhada in the battle of Uhud alone. Ey mere Allah, how much of blood and tears have been shed for this ummat. Mere nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stoned in Taif, stoned in Uhud, stoned so many places, in the Haram Sharif strangled until he fell down unconscious. When he goes down into sajda, intestines of animals on his back, ostracized for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. Ey Allah, no food allowed. Ey mere pyare Allah, is ummat ke liye mere pyare nabi ne kitne aansu bahaye. How much of his tears have been shed? How much of his blood has been shed? When he is informed that in his very Mubarak city, a few meters away from his Roza Mubarak, on the television, any amount of haram can be seen, any amount of music can be heard. Ey Allah, when he is informed that zina is taking place in those Mubarak lands, when he is informed that the ummat in zina, the ummat in adultery and fornication, the ummat in the cinemas, the ummat in the theaters, the ummat in the gambling dens, the haya and the shame and the modesty of the women of the ummah gone. The haya and the shame and the modesty of the youth gone. Ay mere pyare Allah, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed of the condition of his ummah, hai mere Allah, in his days the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara used to trouble him. Ay Allah, kuffar aur mushrikeen satate the mere pyare Nabi ko. آج ہم امتی بن کر کے ستا رہے ہیں اے اللہ آج ہم امتی بن کر کے میرے پیارے نبی کو ستا رہے ہیں اے اللہ forgive each and every one of us
جو گناہ ہو گئے وہ ہو گئے وہ the sins that we committed oh Allah forgive them جو زندگی گزر گئی وہ گزر گئی the life which is gone is gone the life which is left we have no idea whether it is a second or a minute whether it is an hour or a year اے میرے پیارے اللہ Whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq of doing those deeds which are pleasing to you and restraining ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you. Ey mere pyare khuda, mere rahim kareem Allah, ummat-e-muslima par raham farma. Have mercy upon the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما ان کے مجاہدین کی نصرت فرما کشمیر کے مجاہدین کی نصرت فرما بوسنیا چیچنیا کے مسلمانوں کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما سارے عالم کے اندر جو بھی دین کی خدمت کر رہے ہیں ان کی مدد اور نصرت فرما all the works of deen which are taking place oh my Allah accept them accept the workers of deen oh my beloved Allah دعوت و تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما Oh my beloved Allah, so many people are crying. Their youth and their children have gone onto drugs, onto drink, on vices. Allah, young boys, age 13, 15, 17 with AIDS. Ey mere pyare Allah, if it had been due to some blood transfusion or other things, it was understandable. But oh Allah, involved in adultery with prostitutes. اے میرے پیارے اللہ امت کہاں جا رہی ہے اے اللہ ہم کدھر جا رہے ہیں اے اللہ ہمیں حقیقت نصیب فرما دین کی عمل نصیب فرما اخلاص نصیب فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ قرآن پاک کی زیادہ سے زیادہ تلاوت نصیب فرما اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made دعاس for the امت اے اللہ نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنے خیر کے سوال کیے وہ سب خیر ہمیں عطا فرما یا اللہ bless us with برکت in our lives برکت in our health برکت in our wealth برکت in our homes برکت in our businesses برکت in everything that you bless us with یا اللہ safeguard us from zina protect us from speaking lies protect us from gambling protect us from adultery and fornication protect us every kind of haram یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all the goodness that he asked especially in the حجت الوداع میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے 124,000 صحابہ کے ساتھ 124,000 each and every one oh my Allah each and every one with a purified heart you have gave them the certificate رضی اللہ عنہم ورضوا عنہ Oh Allah, what a gathering that was, in which my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shed his tears and made du'as upon which the Sahaba said, Ameen. Ya Allah, on that occasion, all the du'as that Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam made after kissing the Hajr Aswad. Mere pyare Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne... مطاف پہ چل کر کے جو بھاگا تھا رکن یبانی کو چھو کر کے جو بھاگا تھا غلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا اے اللہ the multazam how long he attached himself his احرام became wet with his tears اے اللہ all the duas that he made there for us The du'as behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the du'as after drinking Zamzam, the du'as on Safa and Marwa. Allah, the du'as in Mina. How much my Nabi cried in Arafat. Allah, from Zuhr till Maghrib, the masoom and sinless Nabi. How much of du'as he made for the Ummat. Allah, the Muzdalifa du'as, all the du'as that he made of goodness for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness.
Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us. Protect our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah. Oh Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And when the time of our departure from this world comes, oh Allah, out of your ihsan, call us over to Madina Tayyibah and bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Roza Mubarak, whilst reciting As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. Oh Allah, take away our souls and bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over the Jannatul Baqi, we may be forgiven. But if our muqaddar is not death in Madina Tayyibah, then wheresoever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram, O my beloved Allah. When the time of death comes, let there be kalima shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu on our lips. Ay Allah, Huzur Paak sallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين